This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, September 4th. God's word for you today is, fight it. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke chapter 17, verse 9 to 10. And it says, and does the master thank the servant for doing what he was told to do? Of course not. In the same way, when you obey me, you should say, we are unworthy servants who have simply done our duty. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26 to 29 says, remember, dear brothers and sisters, that few of you were wise in the world's eyes, or powerful or wealthy when God called you. Instead, God chose things the world considers foolish in order to shame those who think they are wise. And he chose things that are powerless to shame those who are powerful. God chose things despised by the world, things counted as nothing at all, and used them to bring to nothing things the world considers important. As a result, no one can ever boast in the presence of God. This is so true of a lot of us. You cannot claim to be this or that because you are smart. God will show you that you are nothing, and then he will look for those of us that already know that we are nothing without him and make us this and that so that we can show the world that God is God. James chapter 4 verse 6 says, and gives grace generously, as the scriptures say, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. James chapter 4 verse 1 to 2 says, what is causing the quarrels and fights among you? Don't they come from the evil desires at war within you? You want what you don't have, so you scheme and kill to get it. You are jealous of what others have, but you cannot get it. So you fight and wage war to take it away from them. Yet, you don't have what you want because you don't ask God for it. So, how do you and I fight entitlement? Number one, check your heart. Unto yourself be true. If you lie to everybody and deceive everybody, do not deceive yourself. Be truthful to yourself. Number two, cling unto God. After telling yourself the truth, no matter how difficult it is, and you're confronting the truth, you cling to God. Psalm chapter 23 verse 1 says, the Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. Psalm chapter 62 verse 1 to 2 says, I wait quietly before God, for my victory comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress where I will never be shaken. Psalm chapter 84 verse 11 to 12 says, for the Lord God is our sun and our shield. He gives us grace and glory. The Lord will withhold no good thing from those who do what is right. O Lord of heaven's armies, what joy for those who trust in you. God will not withhold any good thing from you. Cling to God. If you do not have it now, you do not need it now. Trust God. When you need it, he will bring it. Number three, WWJD. What will Jesus do? Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 to 6. Please read. Jesus did not cling to his privileges or demand his rights. Jesus did not feel entitled. That is what we should do. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to be true to myself, no matter what, to cling to God consistently, and to model Jesus in all things. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.